Amy and Emily, what are you enjoying most at the moment in terms of what's happening in your musical life?
Playing with Emily, you know, it's kind of always great because we always have our friends come out on the road with us, and we're on the same page. So it's just a good thing to share, and we're sort of always trying to evolve. So Emily's working on a solo project, and I get to kind of see that happening, but it's Emily's thing, but it always feels like part of our musical life. And when I do my thing, it feels like part of our musical life. And so it's a tapestry, and it's constantly being woven.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited about this solo record. It's been a long time coming, and it's very challenging. It's way different process. And yesterday we got to Spokane and we were in our dressing rooms, and I just got overwhelmed with this feeling of love for Amy. And this is personal and probably dorky, but I knock on her dressing room and I'm like, I just want to tell you I love you and I really love playing with you, because it's like, you know, Amy's like the old friend. I mean, not old, like, but
I'm
just
old.
Still inspiring, like old as opposed to new friend. And like the solo project is a new friend and kind of exciting because I'm just getting to know but Amy's like, you know, she's the best, the best old friend. And so what a gift to be able to experience both.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. I'm very, very challenged by this solo project. It's a different approach to writing. It's a different approach to production. So I'm kind of like, but I'm doing it. But at the center of it all is Indigo Girls. I just feel, at this point in my life, we were just talking 50s and new 30. I'm really glad because I feel more joyful in the present moment than I ever have surrounding music.
This is John Floridus. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. And I'm speaking today with Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, the Indigo Girls. I put out on Facebook that I was going to be speaking with you both today, and we had some of our listeners who wanted to ask some questions. So I wanted to try to get some of these. Maybe we can try to, be a little more brief with our responses.
Okay.
But the first one was actually one of my friends from Spokane. He wanted to know, with all your travels, what's your favorite meal?
Oh, my goodness.
There's 10 favorite meals.
Yeah.
You mean, like, what food do we...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like so many different kinds of ethnic food, Korean and Thai and... Ethiopian. And
well, I'll say Penang curry if it's Thai, a Greek salad if it's Mediterranean, a saag paneer if it's Indian, and a masala dosa if it's Southern Indian. And I love beans and rice and guacamole.
And I love cheeseburgers with American cheese.
There we go.
From In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
Chris from Great Falls remembers a time that you opened for the Grateful Dead, and he wanted to... ask if you're, you know, about your recollections of opening for the Dead.
Oh, man.
It was one of the best moments of our whole life. I mean, there was a show that we did in Oregon, and Eugene, I don't know, Jerry was alive still.
Standing there on the side of the stage.
Standing on the side of the stage.
Oh, that would be intimidating.
And, they were like a traveling, like, community because, and they treated everybody really well and fed everyone, and it was very familial. Very communal. And I remember walking around the parking lot before the show and just looking at all the different Deadhead tailgate parties and camping. And so we went out there and we were shaking in our shoes at this big, like, stadium kind of place. And it was like 30,000 people. And we were just like, I could have just thrown up right there.
It was awesome.
but then it worked out because the fans, because their audience is, at the time, just so great. And they were really behind us.
Now, totally different direction here. Jack from our Facebook page, this very different question. How do your feminist principles influence your interplay of inspiration, empowerment, and making a living as a musician?
Well, I mean, we've been together a long time. We've gone through a lot of things that were, you know, sexist, like when Amy knew how to run sound very, very early on, and we got some flack from sound people, and then after we got signed to a major, and we'd go into radio stations, and the men program directors and DJs just did not know how to relate to us, and it was just obvious, you know, they're just used to relating to women as objects, and so we had, you know, some of, like, those experiences. But I think that, you know, if you listen to the lyrics, the we're feminists, and you can hear it in some of the actual lyrics of the music, but you also just get it with our social activism ties and what we support. and what groups we support. And so I think it influences everything, you know? It just, it's the lens through which we, well, I'll speak for myself, through which I view life, you know, as a woman. But we're also not just feminists, but we support the fluidity of gender and rights, human rights and civil rights and being who you are and not so focused on the binary understanding of sexuality or humanity. And so, you know, feminism, but also sort of allism.
Yeah, and I think, like, we've tried to, you know, on a business level, you know, we've had various engineers and techs. We've tried to focus on developing, you know, different female kind of talent. Just develop, like, just trying to focus on that in your business and, like, just pay attention to it. Who's playing in your band, who opens for you, who's, you know, just everything. Like, keeping it, it's a lens, as Emily says. Yeah. You just have to see through that lens.